الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، the author he mentioned رحمه الله تعالى باب إثم من فجر بالقرآن، باب إثم من فجر بالقرآن، the chapter of the sin of the one who acts immorally with the Quran. باب إثم من فجر بالقرآن. إثم it means sin. Also, it can mean wrongdoing and an injustice or a crime. And Allah knows best. What is intended here is the punishment that comes about from this sin and from this crime. The punishment that will be brought about because of this sin and this crime. The chapter of the sin, yani the punishment of the one who acts immorally, any meaning the one who is sinful, the one who is unjust and sinful with the Quran. With the Quran. The author, he says, رحمه ta'ala wa وقوله ta'ala, and the statement of Allah the Most High, وَمَا يُضِلُّ بِهِ إِلَّا الْفَاسِقِينَ, and the statement of Allah the Most High, and He, meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He misleads thereby only those who are fasiqun. Allah, He only misleads by the Quran those who are rebellious and wicked and disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the author, he mentioned after this a number of verses, and we take them one at a time, bi'ithnillahi ta'ala. So here, the Quran, no doubt, is a means of guidance, but it is a means of guidance for those who believe in it, and they strive to follow it and apply it in their life. إِنَّ هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ يَهْدِي لِلَّتِي هِيَ أَقْوَمُ, indeed this Qur'an, it guides to that which is most just and upright, meaning in all affairs of life, beginning with creed and belief, and likewise in worship and actions of devotion and servitude, as well as in conduct and manners, and also in dealings and trade and transactions. And if the Qur'an is a guide, that guides to that which is best and most upright in all affairs, and all affairs of the life of the human being. إِنَّ هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ يَهْدِي لِلَّتِي هِيَ أَقْوَمُ وَيُبَشِّرُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ الَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ الصَّالِحَاتِ أَنَّ لَهُمْ أَجْرًا كَبِيرًا. And also, the Qur'an gives glad tidings to the believers. وَيُبَشِّرُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, it gives glad tidings to the believers. And then Allah, He specified whom they are. الَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ الصَّالِحَاتِ, those who work righteous deeds. Those who work righteous deeds, and along with their faith, they working upon their faith, working righteous deeds. The Quran, يُبَشِّرُهُمْ بِأَنَّ لَهُمْ أَجْرًا كَبِيرًا. The Quran grants them glad tidings that they will have a great reward with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So no doubt Allah, He has clarified this issue in more than one verse in His book. ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ هُدًى لِي المتقين, للمتقين, that no doubt this is a book, no doubt, which is guidance, no doubt therein whatsoever is guidance for those who fear Allah, for the muttaqin, and in the people of taqwa, those who believe in Allah and they strive in their faith to fulfill the obligations of their faith and to avoid that which is forbidden and impermissible. In this manner, the Quran will be a light for them. In this manner, the Quran will be a light for him. قُلْ هُوَ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا هُدًى وَشِفَاءً. قُلْ هُوَ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا هُدًى وَشِفَاءً وَالَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ فِي أَذَانِهِمْ وَقْرٌ وَهُوَ عَلَيْهِمْ عَمًى. That Allah, He says, say, the Quran is guidance and a cure for those who believe. Those who believe in the Quran, those who believe in Allah in the last day, those who have rectified their self in their faith, then the Quran is a means of guidance for them and a cure for all of the diseases of the heart, a cure for all of the diseases of the heart. And as for those who do not believe, then they have the waqar in their ears. They have blocks in their ears prohibiting them from hearing in a manner that is beneficial. وَهُوَ عَلَيْهِمْ عَمَى, and it is a means of blindness for them. They are not able to benefit from it. So those who believe in it and they follow it, the Quran is a guide for them. But those who do not believe in it and do not follow it, it is a means of misguidance for them. وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ, وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ, and they will not understand nor would they benefit. And this is an attribute and characteristic of the fasiqeen, as Allah, he's mentioning here in this verse. وَمَا يُضِلُّ بِهِ إِلَّا الْفَاسِقِينَ. And Allah, he does not lead astray by way of the Quran, except for those who are wicked and rebellious. What is intended here are disbelievers. But the wisdom of mentioning this verse in this chapter is to clarify that also a believer should beware and take precaution that he would have any resemblance to them whatsoever. That he would have any resemblance to them whatsoever. وَمَا يُضِلُّ بِهِ إِلَّا الْفَاسِقِينَ. And Allah, he does not mislead by the Quran except those who are rebellious and disobedient. Except for those who are rebellious and disobedient. Qatada, he mentioned, rahimahullah ta'ala, هُمْ الْمُنَافِقُونَ. They are the hypocrites. This is what is being referred to here. They are the hypocrites. فَسَقُوا فَأَضَلُّهُمُ اللَّهُ عَلَى فِسْقِهِمْ. They were rebellious and disobedient, and they refused to comply to the commandments. So therefore, Allah, he misled them and misguided them because of their corruption and their sin. Because of their corruption and their sin. And this is also an issue that is well known and established in the legislation. Al-jaza'u min jins al-amal. That the recompense is according to the type of deed. So whenever a person, he turns away from the guidance of the Quran, either by rejecting faith in it entirely or turning away from it by not applying it and abiding by it, then this would be a means for him to be misled and to go astray and to not benefit from the light and the mercy that is found therein. Allah, he mentioned about the Jews, and we know the resemblance of the Jews and the hypocrites and how they have many common traits. And he said, subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَلَمَّا زَاغُوا أَزَاغَ اللَّهُ قُلُوبَهُمْ. فَلَمَّا زَاغُوا أَزَاغَ اللَّهُ قُلُوبَهُمْ. And whenever they deviated, Allah, he caused their hearts to deviate. Whenever they deviated, Allah, he caused their hearts to deviate. So the people, if they deviate away from the guidance of the Quran, then this is a means for them to be left in that which they have chosen, and for them to increase in evil and in falsehood and in sin, and thus increasing in punishment. Babun ithmu man fajara bil Quran, the chapter of the one who is sinful, the punishment and the retribution of the one who is sinful with the Quran. Being sinful with the Quran, or acting immorally with the Quran, or being unjust and wrongdoing with regards to the Quran, it happens in a number of manners. From that is to disbelieve in it, and also from that is to turn away from the legislation that is found therein and to not apply it. And also from that is to misinterpret the verses according to one's desires. All of these points, they will come here. Bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. In this verse here, Allah, he mentions that he will not lead astray except for those who are fasiqeen. He will not lead astray by way of the Quran except for those who are fasiqeen. Except for those who are fasiqeen. The people of not, as they mentioned, al-fisqu huwa al-khuruju an al-ta'ah. Al-fisqu huwa al-khuruju an al-ta'ah. Al-fisq, it means corruption. It means rebellion. It means sin and transgression. It means transgressing the limits. But the people of knowledge, they mentioned the concise definition, and that is to rebel and to go and to rebel against obedience. To rebel against obedience. You need to leave off the obedience of Allah and His Messenger. So the one who turns away from the obedience of Allah and His Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he's considered fasiq. He's considered fasiq. With the fuqaha, the fasiq, murtakib al-kibira. Murtakib al-kibira aw al-musir ala al-saghira. The one who perpetrates a major sin, and he's not known for repenting from that, he's considered fasiq. Yani fasiqan milliyan, meaning he's a fasiq from this ummah. He's a Muslim, but he's a corrupt sinner. He's a corrupt sinner, or someone who persists upon minor sin. Persists upon minor sin. So from here we see that al-fisqu naw'ani. الفسق نوعان ويشمل يعني الفاسق الملي والفاسق يعني الكافر. So الفسق is two types. One aspect is disbelief. فسق هو يعني الخروج عن الطاعة يعني الخروج عن الدين الخروج عن الملة to leave and to go out of the religion in entirety. To leave and to go out of the religion in entirety. And the other aspect is فسق which is considered معصية. Ma'asiyah. So there's a type of fisq that is kufr, and there's a type of fisq that is ma'asiyah. So Allah knows best what is intended here is kufr. What is intended in this verse here is kufr. وَلَا يُضِلُّ بِهِ إِلَّا الْفَاسِقِينَ. And those who they have rebelled in entirety. Allah, He does not mislead by way of the Quran except for those who are rebellious and wicked and evil, the disobedience. Meaning here, the fisq here is intending the kafir, and Allah knows best. As for example, in the statement of Allah Azza wa Jal, إِن جَاءَكُمْ فَاسِقٌ بِنَبَئٍ فَتَبَيَّنُوا. If a fasiq comes to you with some information, then you must clarify. What is intended here is يعني أن فسق دون الكفر. يعني meaning that an عاصي, إذا جاءكم عاصٍ, if there's somebody, a disobedient believer came to you, someone who is known for perpetrating major sin or persisting upon minor sins, somebody who's known to be upon a foul way and committing and violating the sacred rights of Islam, perpetrating the prohibitions and falling short in the commandments and obligations, then you must verify his speech and do not accept it in the beginning. So the fisk here is referring to sin. It's very important to understand these terms, and not understanding them causes great confusion. And many times for a person to place a judgment on an individual or a circumstance, that is improper and not correct and would be considered transgressing and violating the rights. And that claim could be even greater than that which that person is involved in themselves. So to be able to identify these affairs, any that these terms, they have different meanings, and they're understood in different contexts and in different light. They're understood in different contexts and different light, and they're governed by the principles that are established in the legislation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So someone should not see the word fisk and then automatically every time it's mentioned interpret to mean major disbelief. Or likewise, he should not see the term fisk being used in the text and every time interpret it to mean corruption or sin that is lesser than disbelief. Rather, sometimes it's referring to that which is major disbelief, and other times it's referring to that which is lesser than that. Likewise, the word kufr, and likewise the word dhulm, and likewise the word nifaq. These are terms, they have different meanings according to the context. They have different realities and different understandings according to the context. In one context, maybe it's very severe, meaning outside the person described with that trait is outside of the fold of Islam. And then in another context or in another light, it would be referring to that which is lesser than that. Although both of them, they have a resemblance, and this is the blameworthy aspect of these affairs. So a person, maybe he's a Muslim, but he's sharing in traits with the hypocrites, or he's sharing in the traits with the fusaq, and he's sharing in traits with the dhalimeen, he's sharing in traits with the disbelievers. His faith is mixed. His faith is mixed with disbelief. His faith is mixed with disbelief. Any disbelief that is lesser than major disbelief. It's mixed with crimes. It's mixed with sin. It's mixed with transgression. It's mixed with rebellion and obstinate rebellion and rejection of the truth. Although it's not in an entire sense. Although it's not in an entire sense. And the people of knowledge, they call this one here fasiqun milli. Fasiqun milli. He's a fasiq from the Muslims. Or they call him mu'minun bi'imanihi fasiqun bikabiratihi. They say he's a believer because of his faith, but he's a fasiq. He's a fasiq, a sinner, and a sinner and a wicked person because of his major crime. Because of his major crime. So to identify these affairs, and to distinguish from them, this point is going to come in more detail bi'idhnillahi ta'ala in some of these verses here that the author is mentioning. Some of the verses here that the author he's mentioning. This verse here that is mentioned here, this is a portion that which the author is using as evidence here is a portion of a verse in Surah Al-Baqarah. In the beginning of this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَسْتَحِي أَيَضَّرِبَ مَثَلًا مَا بَعُوضَةً فَمَا فَوْقَهَا فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا فَيَعْلَمُونَ أَنَّهُ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ وَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا فَيَقُولُونَ مَاذَا أَرَادَ اللَّهُ بِهَذَا مَثَلًا يُضِلُّ بِهِ كَثِيرًا وَيَهْدِي بِهِ كَثِيرًا وَمَا يُضِلُّ بِهِ إِلَّا الْفَاسِقِينَ الَّذِينَ يَنْقُضُونَ أَهْدَ اللَّهِ مِنْ بَعْدِ مِيثَاقِهِ وَيَقَطَعُونَ مَا أَمَرَ اللَّهُ بِهِ أَنْ يُوصَلَ وَيُفْسِدُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ أُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentions in these noble verses, verily Allah is not ashamed to set forth a parable even of a mosquito. Verily Allah, he is not ashamed to set forth a parable even of a mosquito. Inna Allah la yastahi yadriba mathalan ma ba'ubatan fama fawqaha. Allah, he is not ashamed to strike a parable even of a mosquito or that which is much greater or smaller than that. That which is much greater or smaller than that. And this is in reference to that which has preceded in this chapter, whenever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentions وَمَثَلُهُمْ كَمَثَلِ الَّذِي اسْتَوْقَدَ نَارًا, until the end of those verses in the parable that Allah had set for the hypocrites, a parable with regards to water and a parable with regards to fire. And some of the hypocrites, after this, they heard this and they found fault with that. Why would Allah strike an example in this manner like this? Why would Allah strike an example with water and with fire? What does that mean? And as we have seen before from their traits, is they do not strive to understand. They do not have an intention to understand because they do not believe in the first place. So they take the knowledge that was revealed to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam lightly, and they disregard it. And they disregard it. And it's been mentioned that Allah, he revealed this verse with regards to that. Also, Allah in his book, he has struck many examples. And those who believe, they benefit from them in a great manner. They benefit from them in a great manner. In our previous classes, we had taken the example of the rain and of the valleys and the great benefits from that. And also, Allah Azza wa Jalla, he struck examples in his book of the ankabut, of the spider, and of other affairs. Of other affairs, and all of them are of utmost benefit for those who ponder and reflect upon them. So this is what is being referred to here. The point is that the believers, they will believe in this speech, and they will benefit from these parables, and they will increase in faith. As for those who have evil in their hearts, as for those who have diseases in their hearts, and they have evil and foul intentions and base desires, then they will not benefit. Then they will not benefit. So this is from the wisdom, and this is from the wisdom of this chapter, that we pay attention to this affair, and that we will not be like them, that we will not be like them, that we will strive to understand. So then Allah, he says about this, and as for those who believe, then they know that it is the truth from their Lord. But as for those who disbelieve, then they say, what did Allah intend by this parable? ماذا أراد الله بهذا مثلا؟ ماذا أراد الله بهذا؟ What is Allah intending by this? What is Allah intending by? And he rejecting this in the first place. What is Allah intending by this parable? And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentions about this, يُضِلُّ بِهِ كَثِيرًا وَيَهْدِي بِهِ كَثِيرًا, that Allah, he leads astray. That Allah, he misleads many. He leads them astray by way of this Quran and these parables. And likewise, he guides thereby many. He guides thereby many. وَلَا يُضِلُّ بِهِ إِلَّا الْفَاسِقِينَ, and he only misleads by way of the Quran and these parables, those who are rebellious and wicked and disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then the next verse, Allah Azza wa Jal, he clarifies the attributes of these people. And this is from the methodology of the Quran. And likewise, the methodology of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, clarifying characteristics and traits. Clarifying characteristics and traits. Very rarely will we find individuals specified by name in the book and in the sunnah. Any with goodness or with evil, with goodness or with evil. There are certain circumstances, no doubt, where individuals, they are praised individually by name, Abu Bakr and Umar, Uthman and Ali, and the rest of the Mubashirin, Bilijannah, and the likes, they're mentioned, and others from the companions likewise. But even then, that's something that's rare and not common throughout the text. But what you will find many times are characteristics and traits of the righteous, characteristics and traits of the evil and the wicked, of the disbelievers, of the rebellious and the disobedient, characteristics and traits of the hypocrites and the likes like this, characteristics and the traits of the Jews, those who had knowledge and they misused it and they abused the trust. Any trait after trait, characteristic after characteristic. And this is very important to learn and to see these traits, so that one can know the characteristics and the traits of the righteous, to strive himself to implement them and to apply them and to have them, to gain them, to be upon them, and likewise to identify others who have them, and also to learn about the traits of the disbelievers and the wicked and the rebellious and the hypocrites and those who misuse the knowledge and abuse the trust and the likes, to learn about those traits, to avoid them and to stay away from them, or to purify one's manners and oneself and one's heart from them, and likewise to identify others that are tried by them. So he's not tried by them and by those people. This is of utmost importance, because many times the people, they do not come, for example, the innovators, they don't come and say, I'm an innovator, I'm calling to innovation. Many times they say, I'm Sunni, I'm calling to the Sunnah, Al-Kitab wa Sunnah. Even today they say, وَعَلَى فَهْمْ سَلِفِ الْأُمَّةِ, and he's Sarori, he's Khariji, clearly. But if you look at him in the beginning, maybe he doesn't look like that. Or you listen to his speech outwardly, maybe you're not able to identify, but the people who know their traits will find them right away, will find them right away and identify them right away, and they'll not be fooled by them. But those who do not know, they'll be fooled by them. But those who do not know, they'll be fooled by them. And likewise, the hypocrites, and likewise, any of the disbelievers, and those upon their way, and those upon their way. So by learning these traits, a person, he can identify them. So here Allah is mentioning that he only leads astray by way of the Quran those who are fasiqeen. Those who are fasiqeen. And then he mentioned their traits. الَّذِينَ يَنْقُضُونَ أَهْدَ اللَّهِ مِنْ بَعْدِ مِثَاقِهِ وَيَقَطَعُونَ مَا أَمَرَ اللَّهُ بِهِ أَنْ يُوصَلَ وَيُفْسِدُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَيُفْسِدُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Those who break Allah's covenant after ratifying it and sever what Allah has ordered to be joined. Those who break Allah's covenant after ratifying it and sever what Allah has ordered to be joined, meaning as regards to Allah's religion of Islamic monotheism, and to practice its laws on the earth, and also as regards to keeping good relations with the kith and kin, and also they do mischief on the earth. Also they do وَيُفْسِدُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ. وَيُفْسِدُونَ, they work mischief, they work evil, they work corruption in the earth. Allah, he mentioned in his book, وَاللَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمُفْسِدِينَ. Allah, he does not, وَاللَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الْفِسَادِ. Allah, he does not love corruption, and he does not love those who work corruption. And this is the trait of these people that will not benefit from the Quran. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمْ الْخَاسِرُونَ. It is these people, they are the losers. It is these people, they are the losers. So these are their traits. These are their traits. These are their characteristics. They, number one, they invalidate the covenant. They violate the covenant. يَنْقُضُونَ أَهْدَ اللَّهِ. الَّذِينَ يَنْقُضُونَ أَهْدَ اللَّهِ مِنْ بَعْدِ مِثَاقِهِ. Those who break and violate the covenant of Allah after bearing witness to it and ratifying it. And after establishing that, the people of knowledge, they mentioned to violate the covenant. And it includes a number of affairs. First is the covenant between oneself and his Lord. To violate that, this is what is intended. You need to violate that covenant. And every believer, he has a covenant with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's called the Shahadatan. And this is a covenant with Allah azza wa jal. Awfu bi ahdi, awfu bi ahdikum wa iyaya farhabun. You must fulfill the covenant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he will fulfill the covenant with you. What is the covenant with you? What is the covenant of Allah with you? In the hadith of Mu'adh. Ya Mu'adh, tadri ma haqqu Allahi 'ala al-ibad wa haqqu al-ibadi 'ala Allah. Oh Mu'adh, do you know the right of the slaves upon Allah? And do you know the right of Allah upon the slaves and the right of the slaves upon Allah? He said, Allahu wa rasuluhu a'lam. Qala inna haqqu Allahi 'ala al-ibad an ya'buduhu wa la yushriku bihi shay'an. That indeed the right of Allah upon the people is that they worship him alone and do not associate any partners with him. Wa inna haqqu al-ibadi 'ala Allahi alla yu'adhdhiba man la yushriku bihi shay'an. And the right that the people have from Allah, that Allah has given out of grace and mercy to them, out of grace and mercy and favor to them as a bounty, is that he will not punish those who do not associate partners with him. Is that he will not punish those who do not associate partners with him. So the covenant with Allah Azza wa Jalla, it must be established. First and foremost with the Tawheed. First and foremost with the Tawheed, but likewise from the rights of Tawheed. We must understand, barakallahu fikum, that the Tawheed, it has a foundation, and then likewise it has a level of completion. That's obligatory. A level of, it has a foundation, and then after that, it has a level of completion that is obligatory. Tawheed al-wajib. And Tawheed, again, it has a foundation, and then a level that's an obligation to fulfill. For a person to truly benefit from the Tawheed, and for the Shahada to truly be heavy in the scale, and for a person to be safe from misguidance entirely in this life, and likewise from the anger and the punishment of Allah in the hereafter. And likewise from the punishment, the anger and the punishment of Allah in the hereafter. If a person, he fulfills the rights of a Tawheed, fulfilling the obligations of a Tawheed, then he has complete safety and complete guidance in this life and the hereafter. Safety from innovation, safety from trials and whims and desires, safety from doubts and misconceptions in this life, and likewise safety from the punishment of the hellfire in the hereafter. الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَلَمْ يَلْبِسُوا إِيمَانَهُمْ بِظُلْمٍ أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمُ الْأَمْنُ وَهُمْ مُهْتَدُونَ وَهُمْ مُهْتَدُونَ. This is what this verse is referring to here. But the believers, they vary with regards to their tawheed. So some of them, they have complete aman, those who fulfill the rights of tawheed. They have complete aman and they have complete guidance in this life and the hereafter. They have complete safety and security. They have complete guidance in this life and the hereafter. But those who have brought the foundation of a tawheed, but they did not fulfill the rights, or that they violate those rights. يَنْقُضُونَ أَهْدَ اللَّهِ. They have a resemblance to the fasiqeen here. They have a resemblance. They're leaving the obedience of Allah and His Messenger, and therefore they're violating those rights and severing those ties and exposing their soul to the anger of Allah and likewise misguidance, and likewise to misguidance and to be tried by the doubts and misconceptions and by the sins and lusts that are impermissible. فَلَمَّا زَاغُوا زَاغَ اللَّهُ قُلُوبَهُمْ فَلَمَّا زَاغُوا أَزَاغَ اللَّهُ قُلُوبَهُمْ The sins are nothing light. The sins are nothing light. So this is from that aspect. And then those fasiqeen, those who were misled and misguided by way of the Quran and do not benefit, they violate the covenant of Allah Azza wa Jal. They violate the covenant of Allah Azza wa Jal from its foundation or even likewise after that, accordingly, by violating the rights of that covenant. By violating the rights of that covenant, by leaving off the commandments or violating and perpetrating the prohibitions. كَيْفَ يُنْقَلْ أَحْدُ اللَّهِ كَيْفَ يَنْقُضُونَ أَحْدَ اللَّهِ الْأَحْدَ الَّذِي بَيْنَهُمْ وَبَيْنَ اللَّهِ How are they violating that? How are they violating and breaching the covenant of Allah Azza wa Jal that's between them and between Him, subhanahu. How is that? B. تَرْكْ أَوَامِرِهِ وَارْتِكَابِ نَوَاهِهِ بِتَرْكِ أَوَامِرِهِ وَارْتِكَابِ نَوَاهِهِ عَلَى دَرَجَاتِ By leaving off his commandments and violating and perpetrating his prohibitions. In this manner, a person, he is breaching the trust. He's breaching the trust by leaving off the commandments or falling short in performing them and by perpetrating and committing the prohibitions. In this manner, he's violating the trust. He's violating the trust and he's breaching the covenant. He's breaching the covenant. The covenant, أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدَ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ This is breached and violated in this manner. By leaving off or falling short in performing the commandments or by violating and perpetrating, committing the prohibitions. But each one accordingly, because the greatest commandment is the commandment of Tawheed, and the greatest prohibition and violation is the violation of Shirk. So that's not like someone who commits a violation lesser than that. But it's according. So we do not want to have a resemblance to this affair. So a believer, he will strive to benefit from the Quran. And this is clarified in his deen. His life. And his manners and his conduct, the way he moves, the way he speaks, the way he talks, the way he acts, the way he deals, the way he gets his rights, the way that he moves, his whole life is governed by the deen, is governed by knowledge, is governed by light, is governed by light. So in this manner, he will fulfill that covenant, he'll preserve that and maintain that, uphold the rights of at-tawheed, upholding the rights of at-tawheed. In this manner, he can be good and he will have great mercy and forgiveness from Allah Azza wa Jalla. But as for those who begin to fall short in this, and they take those commandments and prohibitions lightly, they're exposing themselves accordingly to the anger of Allah and to misguidance. To the anger of Allah and to misguidance and to not being able to benefit from the Quran. To not being able to benefit from the Quran. A person who lets his eyes loose and he looks at anything. For example, looking at things that are forbidden and not permissible and not pleasing to Allah Azza wa Jalla, this will be a means for his heart, his insight to close. For his insight to close, and he will, meaning that he will not be able to understand the Quran even if he reads it. And accordingly, it'll put a block on his heart until he's not able to understand. أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ أَمْ عَلَى قُلُوبٍ أَقْفَالُهَا أَمْ عَلَى قُلُوبٍ أَقْفَالُهَا Do they not ponder and reflect over the Quran, or rather are there locks on their hearts? The people of knowledge, they say the locks that are on the hearts, they're the sins. The sins, they will lock the heart, so a person, he will not be able to reflect and benefit from the Quran, to benefit from the Quran. This is what happened to the fasiqeen. وَلَا يُضِلُّ بِهِ إِلَّا الْفَاسِقِينَ And then there are others lesser in their fisk and their fisk, and they're sharing in that trait. This is the point. Barakallahu fikum. Likewise, from the breaching the covenant is that which is between a person and the people. That which is between the person and the people by betraying them or cheating them or lying to them or taking advantage of them or not being honest with them, being dishonest and the likes like this, violating the rights of the spouses or the rights of the children or the rights of the parents. All of this is in violation, or the co-worker or the friend or the companion or the brother or the sister. There are rights, the neighbors, they have rights. The people, they have rights that Allah has given them. And by violating those rights, a person is violating the covenant. He's violating the covenant with them, and then likewise, in turn, this is in reality violating the covenant with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who has bestowed them their rights. The one who has bestowed them their rights. وَيَقْطَعُونَ مَا أَمَرَ اللَّهُ بِهِ أَنْ يُوصَلَ وَيُفْسِدُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ. And likewise, they sever that which Allah has ordered to be enjoined. They sever the ties and the relationship that Allah has ordered to be established. And again, this includes a number of affairs. First and foremost from that is the relationship between a person and his Lord. A relationship between a person and his Lord. And again, this is severed entirely by shirk and by disbelief. Major shirk and major disbelief. And also it's violated and breached by sins. And sins are not all one level likewise. There's kabair and then there's duna dhalik, min sagair. And so the effect of the kabair on the relationship between a person and his Lord is major. It's major. The effect of the major sins on the tawheed is major. The effect of the major sins on the iman is major. The effect of the major sins on the Islam is major. The effect of the major sins on a person's heart is major. It's major. It's not something light. It's not something light. Barakallahu fikum. Even the minor sins, likewise, the salaf, they would say, do not look at the sin and the size of the sin, but look at the majesty and the greatness of the one you have disobeyed. Of the one you have disobeyed. So this is an obligation to keep this relationship strong. And from the greatest means of that after the tawheed is by the five daily prayers. By the five daily prayers established in the proper manner and the proper time and the prescribed way. Also, that which must be kept tight, the relationship that must be kept good, is the relationship and the connection between a person and his messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. By knowing him and by loving him and by honoring him and by aiding him, by establishing his sunnah in one's life and showing preference to that, and fulfilling the rights of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then also that which must be kept tight, and the bonds that must not be severed, as well as the kinship, and that which is the relationship between the parents specifically, and likewise the rest of the relatives, the closest and the closest, and then also the companions and the friends, and the rest of the people whom Allah has given them rights. So the وَيُفْسِدُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ. So these fasiqun who do not benefit from the Quran, these are some of their main traits. These are some of their main characteristics. So if a believer, he were to share in some of these traits with them, then likewise he will share also in not being able to benefit from the Quran. And this will be a type of fujur with the Quran, because a believer, he knows these legislations, he knows these sacred rights, and then he violates them upon knowledge. And then he violates them upon knowledge. You understand that? So this is the type of fujur. This is a type of fujur. This is a type of corruption. This is a type of indecency. This is a type of foulness that a person, he will know the commandments and violate them upon knowledge. And also there's a punishment for that. What is that? وَلَا يُضِلُّ بِهِ إِلَّا الْفَاسِقِينَ. الْضَلَالَ. That they will be recompensed because of their preference of their desires and whims and neglecting the commandments of Allah Azza wa Jalla, that they'll be left into misguidance. And they will not benefit from the Quran. This is the issue here, to realize the danger. So the author, he says, rahimahullahu ta'ala, after this, وَقَوْلُهُ وَمَنْ لَمْ يَحْكُمْ بِمَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ فَأُولَئِكَ هُمْ الْكَافِرُونَ. And the statement of Allah Azza wa Jalla, the Most High, and the meaning of which is, and whosoever does not judge by what Allah has revealed, then such are the disbelievers. Then such are the disbelievers. Any a disbelief, a lesser degree, as they do not act on the laws of Allah Azza wa Jalla. This verse has come, yani with regards to kufr and fisk and also dhulm. وَمَنْ لَمْ يَحْكُمْ بِمَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَاسِقُونَ. وَمَنْ لَمْ يَحْكُمْ بِمَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمْ ظَالِمُونَ. وَمَنْ لَمْ يَحْكُمْ بِمَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمْ الْكَافِرُونَ. So all of these have been mentioned. Whoever does not judge with that which Allah has revealed, then these, they are the fasiqun. Whoever does not judge with that which Allah has revealed, then these, they are the ظالمون. And whoever does not judge with that which Allah has revealed, then these, they are the kafirun. Any of the fasiqun, we have seen them, the rebellious and the wicked, and those who turn away from obedience. And the dhalimun, they are the oppressors, any of those who work injustice and the wrongdoers. And the kafirun, they are the disbelievers. They are the disbelievers. But as has preceded, each one of these terms has proper understanding in its proper light. So there is major shirk and minor shirk, and there's major disbelief and minor disbelief, and there's major hypocrisy and minor hypocrisy, and there's major corruption and there's minor corruption, and there's minor corruption. So to understand which one is intended in the likes of these verses is of utmost importance, so that a person, he will not violate the rights. So the means of doing that, alhamdulillah, is clear. And that is to return back to the narrations, to the narrations of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and likewise the companions and the tabi'een, to return back to the narrations of the best generation. This is the manner of interpreting the book of Allah, either al-Qur'anu bil-Qur'an, or al-Qur'an bil-Sunnah, or al-Qur'an bil-Athar al-Salafiyyah. Al-Qur'an bil-Athar al-Salafiyyah. Either interpret the Qur'an by another version in the Qur'an, or by the prophetic Sunnah, or by the narrations narrated from the Salaf, particularly the Sahaba and the tabi'un and tabi'a tabi'een specifically. So whenever we look into the books of tafsir, into the narrations of the Salaf, we find a number of narrations. And from that, the narration of Ibn Abbas, radiallahu anhuma, he says about this verse here, وَمَنْ لَمْ يَحْكُمْ بِمَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ فَأُولَيْكُمُ الْكَافِرُونَ. And whoever does not judge and rule by that which Allah has revealed, then these they are the kafirun. The kafirun. He says, إِنَّهُ لَيْسَ بِالْكُفْرِ الَّذِي تَذْهَبُونَ إِلَيْهِ إِنَّهُ لَيْسَ كُفْرًا يَنْكُرُ عَلِ الْمِلَّةِ. He said, it's not the kufr that you're thinking. It's not the kufr that's coming to your mind right away first. It's not the kufr that takes one out of the religion. He mentioned this verse, and then he said, radiyallahu anhuma, kufrun duna kufr. Kufrun duna, it's disbelief lesser than disbelief. It's disbelief lesser than disbelief. So there's a type of kufr that's lesser than major kufr. There's a type of kufr that's lesser than major kufr. And that's what is being referred to here. Yani, and that is by being ungrateful and not implementing and abiding by the legislation and law that is found in the Quran properly. So everyone who did not implement that which is found in the Quran, he's included here. And unfortunately, many of the laymen have been affected by the ideology of the Khawarij. And the first thing that comes to their mind, or the only understanding they have, is that this verse is in reference to the rulers. In reference to the rulers, and no doubt they are included. No doubt they are included, first and foremost, the rulers, those who have the major judgment and rule over the people and the society, but likewise every individual is included as well. And everyone who did not judge by the judge of Allah Azza wa Jal and by the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he followed his desires, he's included here. He's included here. He's included here. The one who takes interest. The one who takes interest. Hal hakama bima anzala Allah? Did he rule by that which Allah has revealed? He takes interest. Did he rule by that which Allah has revealed? He gives interest. He gives interest. He pays it for his house, for his car, whatever. Is he ruling by that which Allah has revealed? The person who sells alcohol, is he ruling by that which Allah has revealed? The person who drinks alcohol, the person who commits fornication, the person who sells pork, is he ruling with that which Allah has revealed? No, he's not ruling with that which Allah has revealed. He's included here in this verse. فَوَلَيْكُمْ كَافِرُونَ. But these people here, their kufr is not major kufr. These are major crimes, but they're not to the level of disbelief. They do not take one out of the religion. They do not take one out of the religion. No doubt they're major crimes. No doubt they're major crimes, but they're lesser than major disbelief. A person who'll commit them and still be a Muslim, although his faith is deficient. And this is so long as he believes that these are forbidden affairs. As for if a person were to believe that they're permissible, that these actions are permissible, then he would disbelieve. So there are details here. And with regards to the issue of ruling with other than that which Allah has revealed. For example, if a person, he believes that ruling is better than the rule of Allah, that allowing it to have interest is better than not having interest. It's better. The whole society is working on it now, and then America is doing really good. So then taking interest must be good. It must be good. And to believe that's disbelief. Even if he didn't give interest. Or if he believed that it's equal to the command of Allah, to the rule of Allah. This is disbelief likewise. If he believes that it's better or that it's equal, all of this is disbelief. Or if he believed that it's lawful. This is likewise considered disbelief. As for the one who commits fornication and he knows it's haram and he knows he's sinning, then he's sinning and it's less than disbelief. As for the one who takes interest, he takes interest and he knows it's haram and he believes it's haram, then this is lesser than major disbelief. As for the one who rules with these man-made laws that are contrary to the legislation, while he knows it's haram and not allowed, he did it following his desires. It's the same ruling. It's the same ruling. You understand that part? Alhamdulillah. So you know, this is what Ibn Abbas is referring to, radiyallahu anhuma. Innahu laysa bil kufr alladhi tadhhabuna ilayhi. It's not the disbelief that you're going to. Any that you may be thinking. So this narration here is narrated by Al-Hakim, and he declared it to be authentic, and also Al-Dhahabi affirmed as well that it is authentic. Also, it's been narrated by Tawus from the Tabi'in, from the best of the students of the companions, radiyallahu anhum ajma'in. Laysa kaman, yani the kufr here. He says, laysa kaman kafara billahi wa malaikatihi wa kutubihi wa rusulihi. This is not the same. It's not like the disbelief of the one who disbelieved in Allah and disbelieved in his angels and disbelieved in his books and his messengers. And that's another type of disbelief. So there's a type of disbelief when of a person who disbelieve in Allah, the angels and the books and the messengers. That's one aspect of disbelief, the major disbelief that takes one out of the religion. He's saying that's not what is intended here. It's something lesser than that. Meaning it's major. That's why it's called kufr. But it's not to that extent. Also narrated from Ata, from the Tabi'in as well. Rahimahullah, he says, kufrun duna kufrin, wa dhulmun duna dhulm. Kufrun duna kufr, wa dhulmun duna dhulm, wa fiskun duna fisk. Meaning that what it's referred to in these three verses here is that it's a type of disbelief, it's a type of kufr that's lesser than major kufr. It's a type of dhulm, oppression, that's lesser than major oppression. The major oppression is shirk. Inna shirka, but then there's other aspects of dhulm that's also oppression, but it's not of that degree. It's lesser. And also there's fisk as well, as we have seen in the introduction, that there's a fisk that's major disbelief and there's one that's lesser than that. And whenever we say lesser than that, does not mean that it's little. Whenever it says minor shirk or minor disbelief or minor hypocrisy, this is in comparison to the major one. But in reality, likewise, these affairs are major. In reality, the minor shirk is major. It's a big affair. Minor disbelief is a big affair. Ruling with other than that, what Allah has revealed, is a major affair. It's not something minor. But so that we do not misunderstand and declare the blood of our brothers permissible and expel our brothers from the religion, like the Khawarij, then we must understand these texts in the proper light, that there's a type of disbelief that's major, that takes one out of Islam, and there's other aspects of disbelief that's lesser than that. So this is what is referred to here. So the point from mentioning this, barakallahu fikum, is that the one who does not judge and rule upon his self first, and his family and his household and those under his care and his authority, then he has violated this right, and he has a share in the threat of this verse. And this is from Al-Fujur Bil-Quran. That a person, he will not judge properly according to the knowledge that he has learned from the book of Allah and the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, all according to its different levels. So then after this, the author rahimahullah ta'ala, he's mentioning another verse. And it's clarifying another aspect of acting sinful with the book of Allah azza wa jalla, and this is to conceal the knowledge. This is to conceal the knowledge and to misuse the knowledge and to know the revelation and the legislation and then to use that for a worldly gain. To use that for a worldly gain, like the Jews. وَقَوْلُهُ, and his statement, the Most High, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَكْتُمُونَ مَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْكِتَابِ وَيَشْتُرُونَ بِهِ ثَمَنًا قَلِيلًا. An ayah. And the ayah continues, Allah, he says, أُولَٰئِكَ مَا يَأْكُلُونَ فِي بُطُونِهِمْ إِلَّا النَّارِ وَلَا يُكَلِّمُهُمُ اللَّهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَلَا يَنْظُرُ وَلَا يُزَكِّيهِمْ وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ وَلَا يُكَلِّمُهُمُ اللَّهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَلَا يُزَكِّيهِمْ وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. Verily, those who conceal what Allah has sent down of the book and purchase a small gain therewith, and they use that knowledge and they conceal some of it and reveal other portions in order to benefit from their own personal gains, misusing the religious status and authority of knowledge. Those who do this, Allah, he mentioned about them, أُولَٰئِكَ مَا يَأْكُلُونَ فِي بُطُونِهِمْ إِلَّا النَّارِ. These people here, they're not eating anything in their bellies except for the fire. And meaning that their wealth that they take unlawfully and that authority that they abuse and misuse and that trust that they violated is nothing but a means for them to enter the hellfire. وَلِيَذُ بِلَّهِ to be punished in the hellfire. وَلِيَذُ بِلَّهِ and on top of that, وَلَا يُكَلِّمُهُمُ اللَّهِ and Allah, He will not speak to them. And Allah, He will not speak to them يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَلَا يُزَكِّيهِمْ and He will not purify them. Meaning they will never be purified and admitted into paradise. وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ عَلِيمٌ and they will have a painful punishment. So from the means of being corrupt and evil and immoral and sinful with the Quran is to misinterpret the verses, to change the meanings and to distort them and to cause the verses to support misguided ideologies like the Khawarij. Like the Khawarij. And this is the evidence the author is going to mention, like the Khawarij, how they misuse the verses of Allah Azza wa Jal to declare the best of mankind alive in their day to be a disbeliever and to fight him and to shed his blood. And likewise, all of the innovators as well, they have fujur bil Quran, waliyadu billah, and they misinterpret the verses of Allah Azza wa Jal in order to follow their desires and their whims. And from that, the verses that we had taken yesterday, that's from the Sunnah of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to recite whenever one wakes up upon waking up. In those verses, Allah, He mentioned about them, أَلَذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَى جُنُوبِهِمْ أَلَذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَى جُنُوبِهِمْ Praising these people. In these verses, there are those who remember Allah while they're standing and while they're sitting and while they're on their sides, while they're laying on their sides. And what do you understand from that? Whenever Allah, He's praising these people for pondering and reflecting over the book of Allah and mentioning their high status and rank, they're righteous, and from their traits, is that يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَى جُنُوبِهِمْ that they mention Allah, they remember Allah, they magnify, glorify Allah when they're standing, when they're sitting, and while they're laying on their sides. What do you understand from that? They remember Allah constantly. أحسنته. Like Aisha radiallahu anha, she said about the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, كَانَ يَذْكُرُ اللَّهَ عَلَى كُلِ أَحْيَانِهِ The Prophet used to remember Allah all the time, in all of his circumstances, whatever he's doing. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is an amazing affair, learning the sunan, the daily sunan, and the wada'i fi al-yawm wa layla. That this is very important and beneficial for a believer. But that's what is intended here. But the Sufiya, the extreme Sufiya, many have used this verse here as an evidence and proof for dancing. For dancing. But not dancing to have fun, dancing to draw near to Allah. Dancing in the masjid, hoping to draw near to Allah, making it an action of worship. Until the extent that they have in their books of fiqh, they have the chapter of tahara, they have the chapter of ilm, they have the chapter of knowledge, they have the chapter of araqs, the chapter of dancing. The chapter of dancing, and then they mention from the evidences, the proofs of dancing. Allah, He says, "وَالَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَجُلُوبًا." So they say that you're supposed to remember Allah. What is intent? You remember Allah one time you stand up, and then you sit down, and then you lay down until you're moving up and down, and you're dancing while you remember Allah Azza wa Jalla. And then they do their thing like this, and this is their proof and their evidence. وَاللَّهِ هَذَا فُجُورٌ بِالْقُرْآنِ وَاللَّهِ هَذَا this is a great corruption and evil. With the Quran, to take the book and the words of Allah Azza wa Jalla to construe it in this manner, to bring this meaning. What do you have to be learned? And these are just examples how this occurs. So the Khawarij, they do that. The extreme Sufiya, they do that. Likewise, the Rafi'ah, they do that. What do you have to be learned? They have tafsirat batiniyah. They have made up their own interpretation that every single verse they interpret, it means Ali. This verse means Ali, and that verse means Ali, and that verse means, like, subhanAllah, amazing affairs. And I just summarize now to mention, all of this is from al-fujur bil-Qur'an. The proper way to interpret the Qur'an is according to the way of al-Sunnah wa-Jama'ah. Yani al-Qur'an bil-Qur'an, al-Qur'an bil-Sunnah, wal-Qur'an bil-Athar, and al-Sahaba wa-Tabi'in wa-Tabi'in wa-Imma al-Huda, wa-Imma al-Huda. Well, this is the manner. And then also by the Arabic language, Alhamdulillah. But first and foremost, in this manner with the Quran, the Quran interprets the Quran. Many places you'll find a verse mentioned in general and clarified in another verse in the book of Allah. And many places you will find a verse mentioned in the Prophet himself, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, clarified the meaning of that either in speech or in application or in speech and application. And also you will find other verses where the Sahaba, they have clarified the meanings of that, or that Tabi'un specifically have clarified the meanings of that. As for somebody later to come along and to interpret the Quran based upon their desires and to have a creed or belief or methodology that's contrary to the way of the first noble and praiseworthy virtuous generations, and then try to make the Quran fit that ideology or that methodology in that way, this is falsehood. Also as well, taking the Quran and putting verses and hanging on the hanging them up in the house, hanging them up here, hanging them up there. The Quran was not revealed for that. The Quran was not revealed to be written and to be hung up on the walls. And maybe somebody who will hang up verses on the wall and then sit under there and backbite the people or lie and cheat the people in the likes like this while the verses are hanging above his head in the likes like this and in his gatherings, so on and so forth. The Quran was not revealed for that. Barakallahu fikum. Barakallahu fikum. Ataltu alaykum today. Took a long time, Afwan. We didn't finish this chapter. Inshallah, we finish next week. Hada wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.